The second concept is educational ventures. Educational ventures represent a broad spectrum of initiatives to address the diverse needs of learners, educators, and institutions. Let's delve deeper into these specific categories. The first is startups. Startups, new institutions or platforms that cater to niche educational needs. For example, online platforms focus on specific skills or new age educational tools. Educational startups are new enterprises that seek to address gaps in the academic market, often leveraging technology or innovative methodologies. Examples: online platforms, websites or apps like Coursera, Khan Academy, and Duolingo that offer courses, tutorials, or tools for learners worldwide. EdTech tools, products such as interactive whiteboards, educational VR/AR solutions, and adaptive learning platforms. Skill-specific platforms, online sites focusing on niche areas like coding, for example, Codecademy, digital design, or even artisan crafts. Strengths. Agility. As new entrants, they can quickly adapt to market needs and pivot if required. Innovation. Many startups bring fresh perspectives, methods, or technologies to traditional educational challenges. Global reach. Especially with online platforms, the potential audience is vast and global. Challenges. Funding. Securing initial capital can be tough. Sustainable revenue models in education can also be challenging. Market trust. Being new, they might face skepticism from users, especially if their methods are unconventional. Later, including spin-offs. Existing institutions launch new programs, platforms, or methods to enhance learning or cater to a specific audience. These are offshoots from established educational entities. They leverage the parent institution's reputation and resources, but focus on a new domain or methodology. These are offshoots from established educational entities. They leverage the parent institution's reputation and resources, but focus on a new domain or methodology. Examples: specialized courses. Traditional universities offer New Age programs like AI ethics, sustainable agriculture, or digital humanities. Online divisions. Universities or schools create online platforms or departments to cater to remote learners. Research and AMP development. Institutions launching R&MD divisions to innovate in educational tools, methods, or curricula. Strengths. Credibility. Having an established parent entity often lends immediate trust and credibility. Resource access. Spin-offs can leverage the parent institution's infrastructure, network, and expertise. Challenges. Bureaucracy. Tying to a larger institution sometimes means slower decision-making or resistance to radical innovation. Identity. Carving a unique identity or value proposition separate from the parent entity can be challenging. Finally, educational ventures and franchising. Franchising, established educational brands, allowing others to use their name and methods for new schools or institutes. In educational franchising, a proven educational brand or method is licensed to third parties who want to start their schools or institutes under that banner. Examples: preschool chains. Brands like Montessori or Kumon allow educators to open schools using their name, methodology, and curriculum. Tutoring centers. Established tutoring brands franchising their name and methods to independent educators. Strengths. Replicability. A tried and tested model ensures consistency in educational quality and outcomes. Brand recognition. Franchisees benefit from the immediate recognition and trust associated with an established brand. Challenges. Standardization versus localization. While maintaining standards is essential, the franchise might need to adapt to local cultures, regulations, or needs. Initial costs. Franchisees often must invest significantly upfront for licensing, training, and resources. In conclusion, each of these educational venture types offers unique benefits and faces specific challenges. Their growth and success largely depend on how effectively they address market needs, adapt to changing educational landscapes, and provide genuine value to learners.